When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, hey there, everybody. This is Gordo, and this is our little Season 6 announcement, I guess. See, the Episode 1 of Season 6 is just about to drop. It's Operation Paperclip. It's going to be tasty Nazi goodness. I just wanted to drop this in to give you a little bit of a heads up on what's going to be happening in Season 6 and going forward into Season 7. It's not too long, just like a little couple of minutes, and let it all off. I think bombarding is the word some people would use. Bombarding the episodes with front-heavy, like pre-roll social ads anymore. You have spoken and I have listened. So these 20-minute ramblings of all the apps we use and stuff like that. I just like to keep people informed about this kind of stuff, you know. I mean, you could get somebody who's listening to the show for the very first time and like some keyword has come out from a title and they've been drawn in. And you'd be surprised how many extra people we get every month in the five figures, in the tens of thousands, that come in because of a certain episode, you know. Some of them may have been even as innocuous like propaganda or marijuana or something general, and others are like real specific. Some of the other episodes, like the Mandela Effect or something like that, or Atlantis. Someone just has like a conspiracy horn for one particular thing. They listen to our screed on it and they're all like, oh, I love this thing, and they go back through them all. I get it. It is annoying. And hopefully I get a little bit of time to go back through all the old episodes and pull those out just so it's nice and clean for the listener. I have had a mad busy year. The last season started in January with Propaganda. And, it has been crazy. I've been on TV. I now have like two regular Irish radio station spots. I finished college with a first class honours degree. Where I'm graduating in a week or two. We finished season 5 with 14 episodes of Big Swing and Mickey's off them. And had loads of crack. Did our first two live shows. Went on our first outing out to the real world on a survival camping trip. I ramped up the true crime episode output, so we're going to have one of those now, fingers crossed, in the off week in a more regular fashion. And I also started doing swap casts and interviews on YouTube, which is on video, which is like really good crack. We use an app called appear.in and it can take up to 12 people at a time. And, you know, the one-on-ones, it's real smooth. I'm able to stream through OBS and put it out on Twitch and on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube as well, when they let me back streaming for all whatever fucking bullshit they're going on with. But, I use an app called Restream, and I can just put an RTMP server link in there and turn on the video, and away we go, which is quite cool. I know I'm looking up this stuff all the time, trying to research and trying to find the best, most streamlined, most economical way of doing everything. And it's really good to be able to reach out to the community now that I have a little bit of swing and kind of reach out to bigger podcasters and YouTubers and be like, hey, what's your fucking story? The Swapcast concept was kind of introduced to me from Sam Tripoli from Tinfoil Hats, which is his show over there from sunny California. And he got me onto his show, and you know, there was a little bit of tutting and frutting, and we got some fans from him, he got some fans from us. But this whole swapcasting, I think, is really cool, and I'm going to try and get as many Irish podcasters as I can to do swapcasts, and maybe take like a mutually beneficial topic and talk about it with them. So there's loads of Irish podcasters. If you are an Irish podcaster, reach out to me, info@thoseconspiracyguys.com. We might be able to do a swapcast. Indeed, if you're an international one, we can use appear.in. It won't be in the true TCG canon. I won't be putting it into the big feed, but it'll go into the Patreon feed and people can listen to them there, and they'll be left up on VidMe channel, the video channel instead of YouTube. So like, it could be, I think, something valuable to solidify the community, seen as, I don't know, like YouTube and the Google autocrats are cutting out all of these different conspiracy theory laden shows, and our keywords really aren't working in Google and stuff anymore. And it's quite hard to grow a show, especially if you're like, we're quite big, not as big as I'd like, but it's a little bit easier for us because we already have such an audience. But for somebody who has no audience, like, you're fucked, man. It's real difficult. So I'm relying on people above me to give me a small boost, and I'm willing to pay it forward and do the same. So if you want to reach out, have the crack. I'm hoping to do swapcasts with Sam Tripoli, Greg Carlwood from the Higher Side Chats, the guys from Grimerica, maybe even the Dollop, the Unbelievable Podcast, Sofa King Podcast, and then some YouTubers like Really Graceful or Dave Cullen, who are like, I watch them a lot and I think are really, really good. And I'm also trying to set up interviews with the people that we're actually talking about in the episodes. I'd love to do an episode or an interview with Stephen Greer. Like, that'd be fucking class. Or even Tom DeLong, who's, you know, International Galaxy Avengers or whatever he has going on, University of Supernovas. Like, Tom's bananas, but I'd love to have a chat with them and have the crack, and I'm sure you guys would like to watch that. Or someone like David Paulides as well. We're going to do a show on Missing 411 later on, so maybe you know, an interview with him. Or even David Icke, like, you know, who doesn't like Icke for a bit of chat. If you want to get in touch with us at all, and funny enough, Stefan, this is probably going to be the last time I'll say it in this fashion at the start of a show, for season 6 onwards. If you want to get in contact with us, we're on all social media. Anything you can find, we're on it. Facebook and Twitter are probably the most popular ones to get in contact with me. And when you send me a message, I read absolutely everything. I may not reply straight away. I might be doing a long poo and I have a little bit of time and I can reply. Or I'm standing in the line at the grocery store and I see it and I'm like, oh yeah, I'll reply to that later. And then it just gets, you know, lost in the wash. So if I'm not replying, I've read everything. I'm going to try and go through all the old emails and all the old social medias and do something like a mailbag video, pick out some of the best ones, and instead of sending you back a message, make a video out of it. I do promise, cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye, reply to everybody at some stage or another. If I haven't replied to you, please don't take it personally. I had a couple of people going like, hey, you didn't fucking reply. I took the time, man. And there's some people that give me long, big, long messages. And I look at that and I go, man, that's going to take ages to reply to, because I have to deal with all these different questions and all of these different elements to your comment. And it's great to get them. And I know the people out there are thinking and I'm asking for it. But also, I want to be able to have the time to do it properly instead of going for like a 500 word message. I'm going, oh, cool, nice message, nice, smiley face. Like, I'd prefer to answer properly and have a thing. Like, if you want to get in contact like that and have those chats, keep an eye out for when we're doing these live video chats, because it's an awful lot easier for you to jump on, spake your piece, we can have a little chat about it, and then you can bounce. I would rather that than you give out a big, long Facebook message of like 500 or 600 words, have me read it and go, oh, that's good, but Jesus, it's going to take a long time to reply to. And then you not get a reply and feel like a bit salty. I'd much prefer to actually converse with you, but it's way easier to do it over audio or to do it, you know, during those live chats that can go on for 2 or 3 hours. And there's a bit of time, and I have time set aside to do that. So if you want to get in contact, please do. Facebook, Twitter is at Conspiracy Guys. Instagram, we have a subreddit as well. I'm trying to fill that up as much as possible. It, you know, I am but one man. We've also been added to Spotify, with Google Play Music. We also have Acast. And then you can find the show on all the usual places. Podcast Addict, Castbox, Overcast. And then the iOS app, which for some reason is acting the cunt for me. I turn on my podcast app and my battery immediately heats up like some kind of an oven hob. And the percentages go down at like 1% every 3 seconds until my phone tells me to fuck off. I don't know what's going on. I'm on iOS 11. Something has gone grossly wrong with whatever's happening. So, I mean, I hope to fix it. I don't have to buy a new phone just to listen to podcasts. But I am using stuff like Overcast and Podcast Addict and stuff on my phone instead. And you can too. So if you are listening to the show and you do love it, please let iTunes know. Go into, like, make a fucking iTunes account. Leave a rating or a review. Like, personally, I don't really mind if you do or not. I don't count. I don't like to sit at home going, I love those. What I want is to get a bit of traction on the iTunes store. And if they see we have loads of likes and loads of ratings, we might be able to get featured. And once you're featured, you're fucking Goldilocks. And I'd really like that if that was able to happen. The lifeblood of the show, the thing that makes it run, that keeps the lights on and has me doing this as a full-time gig, is Patreon. And I want to shout out there to all those class bastards who are dropping $1, $2, $5, $10, $20, $50, and even up to $200. Some crazy people do. Like, that is, that swells my heart like cholesterol. It's amazing that you can help me out so much. This is now my full-time gig. I'm doing like 10-hour days, trying to take at least one full weekend day off, and the evenings to spend with Claire. It's tough, man. It's tough to get it all done. It's lovely to have that money. It's not enough to pay a second person to come in and work, if anyone would ever do the fucking work even. What I've started to do now, I'm paying the guests. So that Patreon donation is going towards maintaining the art. These guys aren't doing it for free anymore. And everybody that comes on, they're getting a fee. So you can know that you're helping not just me, but also the people on the show to continue their career as comedians and content creators and stuff like that. So it's not a whole lot, but it's as much as I can do with what Patreon we have. If you're not a Patreon and you're listening to this, please think about it. It's good crack. You get extra stuff. There's there's an RSS feed that has loads of secret non-mainstream versions of different episodes, and we have like secret episodes that we never released, only to Patreon. There's from the olden days, we have like a big scree, like 2-hour chunks taken out when we were recording for 7 hours. There's big two-hour chunks taken out and kind of slapped together like an outtakes section that you can go in and listen to that. And we also have like any of the live appearances we've ever made anywhere, or if I was, you know, on another radio station, like I put all those in there. So it's like having a second supplementary extra TCG RSS feed. And you can add that RSS feed to your usual podcast app and just have it come in as normal whenever I put something up in Patreon. You also get vlogs, so I make a little episode vlog for every episode we do here, and it's not released to the public. It's just us having a bit of crack, a bit of inside joking, and leading you through the day that we spend recording. So it's a bit of a 7, 8, maybe 9 hour day from early morning till evening, or sometimes from afternoon till very early morning. And all of those vlogs are in there. You can go in and check them out, have a bit of crack. And nobody's getting them. They're not public. So you can only get them if you're in Patreon. You also get early access to any of the shows that we're putting up. There's the new early access feature, so I'm going to try and get that working. And you also get access to all of the Discord server. So Discord is an app. It's like a chat with video chat. And it has audio as well. So like 100 people can pile into this audio server. And we can all have a big mad chat on Discord. It's used for like gaming, you know, chat rooms and stuff like that when people are playing multiplayer. But I use that for Y Press Play, but I kind of co-opted it into our own little TCG community. And there's loads of savage people in there. Mad fuckers having crack, talking all the time. I put up a channel for each episode topic, so if you have something going on there, or we have like, you know, there was a gun control thing from all the Las Vegas and Charlottesville, and also I have a gun channel up there, and there's loads of different channels for little different topics and stuff like that. And there's a music channel, a movie channel, and we all talk about the stuff we like as a community. And it's a real nice place to hold like the strong and the good of the community. You all want to come in and have chats, and it's not just with me, like to have chats with each other. I'm in it every day. I do read all the messages every day, so I mean, it's probably your best way to reach out and have a personal connection, because it's quite hard to do it on Twitter. And I think you might be discouraged from writing those big like, what about this thing, you know, those Facebook messages they're talking about. If you're in Discord and you just ask a little bit, like it becomes a conversation that I can then read past and then go, oh yeah, okay, and comment afterwards, you're probably more likely to get a reply if you join into the Discord server and leave your message there, you know, rather than Facebook or Twitter. I don't know if you want to download another app in your life. Discord is probably the best one to be getting. I do video chats then as well. So we have the top tier guys, the grand masters, as we call them. I want to say thanks to Christine, to Blake, and to Ryan for all of their donations at that level. That's like tip top level. And those guys get like a 1 hour, 90 minutes, sometimes longer, chat, video chat once every month. And then we have another tier down from that was the Bilderbergers. And those guys, there's about, I think about 10 this month, maybe 11. And they all get their own night as well. So we have like 2 or 3 hours of just hanging out, shooting the shit, talking about cultural current events and whatever's happening in the news. And then every month then for the Patreon people, there is a private video call where everyone gets to join in from Patreon. You get front row seats, and everybody else, like the general public, can watch it, but to join in you must be a Patreon subscriber. So it's all, you know, all of those kind of perks to try and raise the value for people who are fans. Like if you just listen to a podcast, it's a podcast, it's like, yeah, it's a podcast, I don't want any more from it, cool. If you love it, if it's like, this shit gives me life, get onto Patreon, and it's much more, you know, rewarding. We also have a new video channel server, vid.me. And vid.me is kind of the replacement for YouTube, because YouTube is acting the fucking bollocks at the moment, cutting lads off and giving me copyright strikes, and not copyright strikes, but content, community guideline strikes for fucking talking about Sandy Hook and shit like that. Like, it's, I don't know, man. Something's going on. It's kind of slowing down a little bit now. Not as many people are complaining about it now, but it's just fucking bullshit crack. So I'm going to put all the documentaries, all the stuff that's going up on VidMe, all of the vlogs and videos and all that stuff, everything that goes up onto VidMe. It goes onto YouTube too, so I can use that as a discovery if people are looking for that stuff. But any link that I share, any video that's going to be in the website, anything that I'm putting on Patreon, everything is hosted from VidMe, including all those documentaries that I've been promising and videos I've been promising all the way along through seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm starting to get all those together, and I'm putting them into VidMe, and they're being shared. So if you go onto the website, you'll be able to find a load of those documentaries now. A big announcement, I am going to be going, fingers crossed, I'm going to be going to the US from next September on, for a year. So Claire and I are ejecting ourselves from our life in Ireland, and we are going to travel around the entire United States, about 45 states, I think, 44. North Dakota can stay there, I think. And we're going to go to all the conspiracy hotspots. We're going to visit a load of Patreon people. We're going to go and talk to the people who we're actually talking about in the episodes firsthand, get interviews. I want to make 12 60-minute kind of travel documentaries where we're going around the different states and the different places that we've talked about in the show. So one example would be like you know, a Sasquatch episode where we go around the forests of Minnesota, and then we also climb Mount Shasta, and then we go down to the southern states and see what kind of you know, crazy creatures live out in the forest there. It's, you know, it's all thematic. I want to do one on gun control. I want to do one on mental health, but from a conspiracy bent, from those conspiracy guys, like pan-analytical kind of topic submission, and go and interview all these people. And the way I'm going to break it down is the small little interviews are going to be like truncated and put into a nice narrative for the 12 episodes. And then the full versions of everything then will be all shared with the Patreon people at certain different tier levels. As far as I know, that's how I'm going to do it. I'm planning it out. I don't want to give too much away, but I also don't want to like cement myself into a definite plan that may not be the best plan for the trip. I'm trying to get together some money here now to be able to get my lawyer's fees and get all this visa stuff done and make sure that I have, you know, everything I need to do legally before I go. But what we're doing to fund this trip and to fund this is we're going to do an Indiegogo campaign. So the Indiegogo campaign is going to be put up in the next couple of weeks. It goes for 60 days. I'm going to do it in 2 rounds. So I'm going to do round one. That's going to pay for all of the equipment, the initial travel cost, the cost of the vehicle, all of that kind of stuff. And then round two is going to go next April and May for another 60 days. And that's going to cover all of the food and the lodging and the you know, the initial transport and fuel and all this kind of stuff. And as well, then we're going to have Patreon submissions coming in every month. So the target is going to be $75,000. I know that sounds like a lot, but for a year, for two people, to go all over America driving with food, some accommodation. We're buying a convertible van, so we're going to be able to sleep in the back of the van some of the evenings, you know, when you're far away out in the middle of no place. And then also to buy a bunch of equipment that is small enough to be able to get away without everyone going, "Hey, you got a permit for that?" But also good enough quality to be able to make something that's actually watchable. I'm training myself hard for this stuff. I'm preparing. That's what I've been doing for the whole month of October, is getting all that stuff ready, writing up the Indiegogo, making sure I have everything. And it's the dream project. It's the next step, and it's a big swing. And I need your guys' help. Like, if everybody gave like $2 or $5 once, I know I say it for Patreon, I know I say it at the start of the episode all the time. If you get $2 or $5, or some even can give more, like if you can, the one time to this Indiegogo, that shit will propel those conspiracy guys into like a global phenomenon. I really feel it. I really feel that strongly. Like, this shit is ready to go. America is calling me. We have hundreds of thousands of fans over there. And, you know, coming out to the live show in Ireland and walking into like two packed houses. And I know it's only a couple of hundred of people. Like, it's not, you know, it was still to meet all those people, and they're all like, "Oh my God, it's you." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know it's me." Like, 'cause I'm living it. But there's other people listening to it and they're going, "This is deadly. I love this stuff." Like, I see people getting put on telly because they fit these demographics and because they fit these, you know, these little pre-prepared set up boxes that people want to be put into. Like, "Oh yeah, our demographic show, we need, you know, female LGBT of color and blah, blah, blah." Or it's like, "Yeah, we need a guy and he has to be like, you know, a certain weight, and he has to have like, you know, those jeans that roll up at the ends, and socks with no shoes, and shoes with no socks, and like a little woolly hat and a mustache." Like, they're the people, because the optics, because they think like, yeah, they're going to make that content. And it's old people trying to be fucking relevant for millennials. And it's, you know, fellow kids. Like, it's all like, "Hello, fellow kids." Like, all of that stuff. I'm not trying to do any of that stuff. I'm trying to be me. And I think there's not a lot of people doing that. I want to make these documentaries. I want to bring them to Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or somewhere and go, "Hey, do you want to put this on your platform? I just made this shit." I've been watching nothing but like Anthony Bourdain and Travel Man and Louis Theroux documentaries for the last while. I can do it. I really feel it. And I'd love to meet everybody and do daily vlogs when I'm over there, be able to make the episodes, have mental adventures, and meet all of these right people. And who knows? TCG TV Season 1 will be funded by you. Who knows what TCG Season 2 will be funded by if it really works out. Like, it could be traveling to all the places that I wanted to go to North Africa to look at Spaceport One for the Anunnaki, or to go to Turkey to Derinkuyu and fucking slip through the caves and make a documentary about like ancient civilizations, you know. Go to Russia, go to Siberia, try and find out about Blavatsky, go to Moscow, try and find out was there Freemasons operating there. Like, this kind of shit, I feel that there's something like that needs to be made, and I think I can do it, and do it well. And I know you do too. So I'm going to put up the Indiegogo link in the next couple of weeks. Please, please, please think about it. I know you haven't done that on Patreon because it's like a subscription. You have to sign up to it and shit like that. Go on to this Indiegogo. Drop a fiver. Like, you know, $10, $5. It's the price of a cup of coffee or a lunch. And it can help make a fucking TV show. I know there's hundreds of thousands of you out there listening to this. I can see the numbers of the people that are downloading it. Please think about it, right? I'm not going to beg like that on all the shows in season 6. This is the thing. This is the place to do that shit, right? I'm doing it now before you get into the sweet, sweet episodes. Please think about it. I give you a little tip at the start of every episode. Like, "Hey, don't forget about that Indiegogo. Link is in the description." But this is the hard sell. Please, please, please think about it. Because it'll really change my life. But you guys will also get to see a fucking TV show of this stuff. So then, to finish all this stuff off, I was talking to the lovely people at TeePublic. I've loads of new designs in the can. I've been working all summer getting them all done. And I'm going to release one every couple of weeks. Maybe one a month. One every 3 weeks or so. I was given an amazing design by Paul Robb, who, if you're in the Discord, you know who he is. And he's a TV writer and an artist, and he drew us an awesome Lovecraftian type tentacled typewriter design, and I want to be able to put that up. That's going to be our first one of this season, and I'm going to put that up in the next day or two. And you can go over to tpublic.com/store/thoseconspiracyguys. You can follow the link on the website and go in and buy merchandise with Those Conspiracy Guys stuff on it. If you want to get those inside jokes, I have in the next couple of weeks coming a Morris the Worm t-shirt. We already have a Sasquatch Forest Police unit up there. We have This Shit Is Bananas, which is a banana made of shit. Some funny stuff up there, really good stuff. And if you want to go and check that out, the link will be in the description below, or it will be on the website. You can go and check that out there. There's discounts on TeePublic stuff for all the Patreon people, and there's loads of designs from all the episodes, like inside jokes and this kind of stuff. So you can check out TeePublic. We also have another sister podcast that I produce called Why Press Play. I know you've heard me say it. Go and check it out. We talk about movies, TV shows, and video games. At the moment now, it's just movies, and it's kind of like, hey, I found this movie, I really love it. You should watch it. You might not have heard of it, but it's fucking brilliant. Some of them are a little bit obvious, but I know there's a younger contingent in our audience that are looking through Netflix queues, and they see these 80s movie covers and go, ugh, fucking bullshit old movie. Some of them are pretty good. Some of them are pretty good. And you should go check them out. We've done ones from the 80s and 90s, even into the 2000s. But I think some of the movie, the old fogies didn't know what I'm talking about. When you're talking about stuff like Monster Squad, it's a bit shit, but it'll fucking warm the cockles of your heart. I also do streaming on twitch.tv/ypressplay. And, you know, I'm taking these multiplayer games and playing them along with the YPress players on the YPress Play Patreon, which is patreon.com/ypressplay. And there are games that I see that I know are good, so I buy them and I play them and say, like, hey, you should play this shit. This is good stuff. If you're looking for a game to buy, it's on sale now. Go check it out. Doing some game reviews, streaming on Twitch, playing the games, multiplayer, like Fortnite and Dead by Daylight and this kind of crack. And just giving recommendations of stuff that I like. It's positive. It's like a positive movie critic show, which I think is rare enough. Everybody's giving out about everything. So yeah, we do have a VidMe channel as well. And a YouTube one, obviously, but you can't really put much up. A VidMe channel as well. And we do PlayStation 4 and Steam. So if you're on either of those, you can email info@ypressplay.com and tell me your gamer tag, and I'll add you to my network. I can't leave it open because, you know, for obvious reasons. But I'd be able to add you if you're not a fucking weirdo. And there are games bought every like few months. I'm working on some stuff at the moment. Played Horizon Zero Dawn. I just finished Doom. We were playing Elder Scrolls Online. And I also do the old console games. So I have emulators for Mega Drive, for SNES, PlayStation 1, this kind of stuff. So the SNES and Mega Drive stuff, or the SNES and Genesis, as probably the Americans would call it, those new consoles have come out. And they're going to be a big hit at Christmas, I guess, for the old school gaming nerds. And you're going to have a lot of games out there that you won't know, are they good or bad? You're going to be buying them in the secondhand shop, like, is this shit or not? And there's loads of guys online doing it. I think I could do it too. I'm going to give it a bash. Have a couple of those old games that I played on the SNES and Mega Drive when I was a kid, and go through all those for YPress Play. So you can check that out. We do have a website as well, thoseconspiracyguys.com. There's going to be new links and documentaries coming from the VidMe documentary section. So you can come and check that out. There are as many articles as I can get up there. I was accepting submissions for a while, and then they kind of dried up, so I'm not doing that anymore. I'm just going to write from my own head as often as I can. I hope to have one a week. I mean, it takes a few hours, but I mean, one a week is not an enormous amount, and I need to get my shit out of my head, so I want to put some of those up. And the links for everything that I've mentioned already are up on the website, all the social medias. The Indiegogo campaign is going to be front and center, splashed all over. I'm going to be sharing it on social every damn day for those 60 days. So if you want to get in and have a read of some of the old stuff, or some of the things we talked about in the old episodes, or, you know, read about like linked up stuff that we have, documentaries and stuff, check it out, thoseconspiracyguys.com. It will also have a page for the US trip where we're going to have a map, and you can suggest locations that we needed to go. There is a Discord channel for that as well. So if you think, hey, I live next to this really fucking weird thing that you should check out in the middle of Idaho, please go on to the Discord and leave a little message, maybe with a map, a pin, or a location and a small description, or you can email to me at info@thoseconspiracyguys.com. I may make a specific email for that, like USA trip@thoseconspiracyguys.com or something in the next coming weeks. It depends on how many people are sending in suggestions, but I will take suggestions. If you're a Patreon subscriber, I will definitely meet you for a cup of coffee. Abso-fucking-lutely. If you're a normal person, if you're on the way, I'm going to try and do a couple of live shows. You might be able to come to the live show, have the crack, do high fives, all that kind of stuff. So check it out. And we have some great upcoming episodes for season 6. I'm wrapping this up now. We're going to be talking about maybe... I don't want to give them away, but we're going to be talking about some paedophiles in the next little while. You know, some shit was confirmed there. We were walking on eggshells a little while ago. We're going to be maybe doing a show on the reptilians, something like that, reptilians. We have an episode on cults. I'm not going to tell you which one. We've an episode that I'm really looking forward to chatting with some people about. Identity politics. We're going to do a couple of roles on that. We have another one all about psychology and, medication, over-medication, and mental health and stuff like that. And then more money stuff. There's one more money episode in the bank ready to come out. A couple of celebrity deaths episodes. And one I'm really looking forward to is the missing 411, the David Paulides story, where all the people go missing in the national parks in the US. All of which I will be visiting. The sites of disappearances galore I'll be having a look at when I'm actually in America in 2018. But for now, an episode on missing 411 is all that's going to be able to do me. So that's it for this little jaunt. Season 6 is on the way. I know you probably were expecting some stuff. That's just me telling you the crack. So I won't have to tell you at the start of every episode, because I'm listening. It's annoying. It's probably annoying when you're getting, it's like 45 minutes until it starts, man, what the fuck? So I don't want to be doing this shit at the start of every episode, because I want to fill it up with more conspiracy goodness. So this is all your lot for social media rants. You might get a little bit at the end of an episode, but it'll never be this long again. And I'm not going to keep describing to people what Discord or VidMe are. But you can understand if someone's listening to the show for the first time and they're like, what's a fucking Discord? Like, no one's going to join in. A little bit of explanation really helps, but I'm not going to milk it. So, that's it. I can't wait for season 6. You're going to be getting an episode on Operation Paperclip now in a few minutes. So, I hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening. Go check out the Indiegogo. Check out all the links. I'm going to put all that shit in the description. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Gordo. This is Those Conspiracy Guys. And welcome to season 6.